This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and European Union are on the cusp of a historic free trade agreement that could reshape global commerce and supply chains. Addressing global leaders at World Economic Forum in Davos, European Commission President described the proposed trade agreement as the mother of all deals. Ms. von der Leyen said, European Union is committed to de-risking its economy and diversifying supply chains by deepening ties with the world's major growth centers. Ms. von der Leyen said, India-EU Free Trade Agreement is part of Europe's broader strategy to champion what she described as fair trade over tariffs, partnership over isolation, sustainability over exploitation. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is focusing on the systematic diffusion of artificial intelligence across every sector of the economy. He made the remarks while speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday. The minister noted that the biggest constraint in scaling AI adoption is the availability of GPUs or graphics processing units. He added that India is addressing this challenge through a government-backed public-private partnership.
We decided to have a public-private partnership in which we empaneled 38,000 GPUs, which are a common compute facility available to the entire population. Unlike in many rich countries where the big tech basically controls the access to GPU, we decided to create a public-private partnership in which the common compute facility is enabled by the government and subsidized by the government so that entire population, all the students, researchers, startups, they all get access to it. And the cost is practically one-third of the cost in most other countries.
The Election Commission has deputed 22 more role observers across the special intensive revision states. Of them, 11 newly deputed observers are in West Bengal, taking the total number of role observers in the state to 20. These observers will ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. BJP President Nitin Naveen has appointed Vinod Tawre as the election in charge and Sobha Karandlaje as election co-in-charge for the upcoming Kerala Assembly elections. Mr. Naveen has also appointed Ashish Shelar as the election in charge and Ashok Parnami along with Rekha Sharma as election co-in-charges for the upcoming Telangana municipal and corporation elections. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicles Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection, and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways. Road Transport and Highways Ministry said these amendments will help NHAI in fostering transparent and technology-driven tolling systems for sustained development and maintenance of the national highway network across the country. The first commercial run of the Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kamakhya Guwahati and Howrah has received an overwhelming response from passengers. The Railway Ministry said that all the seats were booked within a few hours of opening the ticket reservation. The train is scheduled to commence its maiden commercial journey from Kamakhya with effect from tomorrow and from Howrah on Friday. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy is all set for kick-off in Assam today. A total of 12 teams will compete in the tournament, which have been divided into two groups of six teams each. Group A consists of holders West Bengal, host Assam, Nagaland, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu, while Group B has Railways, Services, last season's runners-up Kerala, Punjab, Meghalaya and Odisha. And in men's cricket, a five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand begins today. The opening match of the series will be played at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur. The match will begin at 7 p.m. This will be a crucial T20 series for Surya Kumar Yadav, led Men in Blue, as part of their preparations for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup scheduled for next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.